Time for Out and About with Gene Salater, who is with us now on the telephone here on Robin Hood Radio. Gene, nice to speak to you today.
Good morning, Marshall. How you doing?
Good. Now, I saw you had, first of all, a very busy week last week. You and your munchkins, whoever they were, working like unbelievable to get all those Christmas trees up and all the lights on them.
Yes, yes. So many thanks have to go out to the crew. That's Marie Castagna's project with Sue Dickinson. Those are both board members. And Marie brings a whole crew from Lime Rock Park. Salisbury Garden Center is there to help out. C&M Electric, the town crew from Salisbury. So it's a big endeavor. There's over 100 trees. And John Lannon did the same thing via the chamber up in Canaan. I have yet to get up that way, but it's exciting, and it looks beautiful at night with the little white lights everywhere. It's nice.
And you guys didn't have exactly a beautiful weather to do it in, so kudos to all the volunteers.
I got to say, it was looking really grim when I got up that morning, and it ended up being a pretty nice day. It wasn't too cold at all.
All right, well, let's talk about the big week that's ahead, because Hometown Holidays is all set to explode here in our region.
Where did the year go, Marshall? How did we get here already?
I have no idea.
What do we have going on? So starting right off the bat on Thursday, November 29th, that's the rescheduling of our business after hours that got canceled in the Thursday snowstorm a couple of weeks ago. That's at Hathaway's in Millerton, 5:30 to 7 p.m. And that will be pretty crowded from the looks of the RSVPs, so we look forward to seeing everybody there. Sunday, December 2nd, 1 week away, 4 p.m. to 5:30, we've got Hometown Holidays at the White Hart Inn. New this year, we have Housatonic Child Care Center. They're going to do a crafting table to relieve some of the pressure on Santa for all those many, many, many little ones. Santa will be taking wish lists by the fire. We'll have cookies and cocoa and caroling. And caroling will be led by Michael Brown and the Salisbury Brass Band and Hot Chocolate Society. And then we'll have the Salisbury Town Green tree lighting and the Lakeville Hose Company Parade of Lights thereafter.
And the Parade of Lights, I saw the videos, lots of videos of the Parade of Lights that took place in Millerton. And it really is just amazing when you see all the fire trucks and the vehicles all lit up, and how then they circle the green around. It's just a perfect location. And then you guys got the tree lighting there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really magical. It's just, When you think of Rockwell and you think New England and you think Christmas, it comes to life on these nights. And there's a lot going on. You can hit a parade of lights just about every night from here to next Sunday.
That's absolutely true. Also, what's great is this weekend and next weekend, that Artisans Fair, which is being held at the White Hart, because that Artisans Fair makes donations to area charities. And you know that this week the Artisans Fair allowed Sunday in the Country to be there and sell raffle tickets for the quilt. And that made almost $500.
Hey.
For Sunday in the Country food drives. So this Artisans Fair that takes place this weekend and next weekend, it's everything you do there goes to benefit local charities. It's amazing.
That's wonderful. I'm hopping down there later on today.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful, all that handmade everything. It's really something else.
You know, but Sharon has their the tree lighting and also the menorah lighting. All the towns have it, but it's unique with Salisbury simply because of the White Hart and that triangle and the people in there. And then the fire trucks, when they come, go around, and it's almost like they circle the White Hart. It really is a pretty amazing view when you take a look at it.
It is. It's beautiful. Those couple of years when the White Hart was closed, they did all of this at the firehouse, which was also beautiful in its own way. But it's really having that in, you know, open and the lights on, and it's really magical.
I was going to say, each town has their own special pot. It's in Salisbury, when the White Hart was closed and it was dark, it was amazing. And the Canaan Union Station in Canaan was the same way. And in Sharon, when Tri-Arts was closed for a season or two, it's the same way. Those major parts of the town, when they're missing it, but when they're there, they just make everything else unbelievable.
Yeah, it makes the smile of the town perfect. Absolutely.
All right, so you've got a busy week, you and the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, let's see. And then after that, Thursday, December 13th is our annual holiday. party, and that will be at Northeast Ford. That's a members-only gathering, and that's going to be a lot of fun. But if you have any interest in joining the chamber, you can visit our website. That's tristatechamber.com. You can always give me a call, 860-248-5585, and reach out. And there's a lot of information on the website about what we're all about, and you can learn more there or call me.
Gene, always great to speak to you, and tell Digby to stay out of that big new piece of equipment that I saw him in.
Oh, I think he's probably down there right now.
Boys with their toys, I'll tell
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. It's just a big Tonka truck, but I'm really happy for Swasa that they were able to buy that and put it to good use right away.
All right, Gene, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds good, Marshall. Have a good one.